Now, the rest of the story. His name is John Gorrie, G-O-R-R-I-E, and we know almost nothing of the first three decades of his life. Historical references conflict regarding his place of birth, his early schooling, his college training. We do know he became a doctor, and after a while probably knew as much about the disease malaria as any man of his time. In 1838, Dr. Gorrie, whose practice was then in Apalachicola, Florida, began working on a malaria treatment. He would spend the next 6 years in this pursuit, gradually perfecting the related medical apparatus. In 1844, Dr. Gorrie's treatment was ready for testing. He turned two rooms of his own home into hospital rooms, admitting malaria patients only. And the results of his tests pleased him so that he began publishing articles in medical journals on his remedy for malaria. Finally, Dr. Gorrie sought and got a patent for his experimental apparatus, and then he set out to secure financial backing for its mass manufacture. Dr. Gorrie was so certain that his malaria treatment would be a major benefit to mankind. Now, we've been snapshooting scenes from the life of a dedicated physician, Dr. John Gorrie. We've seen him as a specialist in the study and treatment of malarial fevers. We've seen him as a creative researcher seeking a cure. We've shared his exhilaration at having discovered what he believed was the ideal treatment. We left him in search of financial backing for the mass manufacture of related medical apparatus. But Dr. Gorrie was unable to raise the capital. Nowhere near enough to begin production of his machinery on a large scale. He showed prospective investors his patent. He explained his plans. The response was, who cares? Dr. Gorrie, reflecting on his repeated failures, is sinking now into a deep depression. Soon he will suffer a nervous collapse from which he cannot recover, and he will be dead at the age of 51. Many years later, the significance of Dr. Gorrie's work was recognized and appreciated. But then Dr. Gorrie himself could never, ever have imagined the wide-ranging significance of what he had done. Back in the 1830s, when his research began, he had sought merely to control the body temperature of malaria patients. He had wanted to hold down the body temperature of these people with malaria fever by lowering the room temperature. That was Dr. Gorrie's proposed treatment for the fever. Not pack them in ice, but lower the room temperature. Of course, in Florida in the 1830s, it was virtually an impossible suggestion. So what Dr. Gorrie had done, as long ago now as the 1830s, remember, was to invent a device by which a hospital room might be cooled and constant temperature maintained. And that device was the compression pump, a mechanical design which worked back then and remains basically unchanged to this day. Dr. John Gorrie died disillusioned, though almost a century and a half ago. It was he who invented the science of mechanical refrigeration. And now you know the rest of the story.